It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN. All right, here we go. We got to get ourselves right to the, you know, most important part of the day. We do.
Yep, what we do every day.
That's what we do.
At this time, usually works better than this.
Yes, generally does. Mm-hmm. We hit the button, but sometimes my button just doesn't work. I don't know what goes on. I can't tell you.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
All right. Mayor Lori Lightfoot ripped Senator Ted Cruz a new one over his opposition to gun legislation reform after he claimed such laws don't work, pointing to gun violence in Chicago. Lightfoot claimed in a tweet that 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside the state of Illinois. And as she said, mostly from states dominated by coward Republicans like you, Senator Cruz, who refuse to enact common sense gun legislation. Keep our name out of your mouth.
Whoa. Throw it down.
Hold me back. Hold me back. Hold me back.
Yeah.
I don't think so. All right. So then, in a message directed at Cruz, she had to address this at a press conference today.
Given the tragedy that's happened in Texas over the last few weeks, tragedies plural, it's surprising to me that Senator Cruz would do anything other than work his butt off to better represent the citizens of Texas. For him to make a political point, or try to make a political point out of the horrible tragedy that's been unfolding in Texas is really offensive, not just to Chicago, but to the people in Texas who are still and will be forever changed because of the violence there.
Well, the timing of it is very interesting because in his home state of Texas, you just heard in Kim's News, the West Texas shooter was barred from owning a handgun or any gun, any weapon, a firearm, because he was deemed mentally unfit, but then went to a private seller to buy his AR-15.
Right.
That's exactly one of the laws that I think Lori Lightfoot is referring to. These background checks would have to go through private sellers as well.
Right. If you sell more than five weapons. Now, that may not clear this guy. I don't know if he only sold one. But the whole idea, the argument has always been, well, you can't, you know, in a family, what if you just want to give a rifle to your grandson
right.
or whatever?
For
right.
That
and you
many
have to
times
do that.
Do I have to tell the government?
Yeah. But you do if you give your car, right?
The
I mean,
transfer
people have,
title, you sure do.
Right. I mean, that's that doesn't seem to be all that crazy to me. I don't know. I had to jump through hoops to own a car or own a gun. And I'm okay with it. These are really powerful things. Doesn't mean that I don't have a right to drive or I don't have a right to own a gun. It just means that I somebody's going to have to double check to make sure I'm not crazy.
Right.
Which is, I don't know how this works.
That's a tough one. The hard part is, too, I mean, the illegal flow of weapons into the state. There's no question it's a problem. There's the stat was out in the Tribune today. 7,500 illegal weapons were taken off the streets by Chicago police just so far this year. And you think of that number, 7,500, and that they just keep coming.
Right. We're not looking at this as a holistic problem. We're not looking at this as, and I always bring this up, and it is meaningful and it's powerful when you think about it. That and a lot of the guns that have come into the United States are flooding in from other countries too, right? Cheap arms that are coming in from other parts of the world. And in part because it's best that our strategic enemies want Americans armed to the teeth shooting each other because it creates chaos here. That's that. Trust me, Vladimir Putin wants it. Xi wants it in China. Kim Jong-un wants it. I know he's Donald Trump's best friend, but he still wants it.
Classic troll farms.
Right. They want to create as much chaos as they possibly can. We've done it to places we got mad at, and we didn't want to, you know, we'd done it in Central America, flooded arms in when there were juntas and governments that we did not like. I mean, it's what goes on. It's part of the geopolitical play here. And I think if we start looking at it like that and trying to be more responsible with our own. And again, the Second Amendment is quiet on the issue of silent on the issue of licensing. Still have a right to a gun. You just don't have a right to being crazy and having a gun. All right. It's spoken. It's not working so well.
I didn't like your speech at all.
He's challenging Alyssa Milano to a debate over gun control, not Lori Lightfoot.
Yes, I'll have a debate with Alyssa Milano anytime, but maybe also some jello wrestling.
Ew. Ew. He didn't mention that yet.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Look at this. Zach Galifianakis. Have you ever seen Between Two Ferns on the YouTube?
Very funny.
Good stuff.
Netflix is going to make it into a feature-length film.
What?
I don't know about that. How does
Welcome
that
to
work?
Another edition of Between Two Ferns, and my guest today is Matthew McConaughey.
Good to be here, Zach.
I noticed that you're wearing a shirt. Is everything okay?
And you have a major leak in here.
You killed Matthew McConaughey.
He's dead?
He's brought back to life, but he was momentarily dead.
Go across the country. Get 10 more episodes of Between Two Ferns.
10, your dumb internet talk show, and you give me a network talk show. I'm a white man, and I'm straight, and I deserve it.
I don't know. Can you stretch that out, though? It's so funny in the format it is in. Can it be a feature-length film?
Well, I think what they're doing, obviously, they're making it into... They're setting a feature-length film around the idea of this being a real talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I suppose Ali G became...
Yes. I think Zach Galifianakis can pull it off.
He's very talented. I think he can.
I hope so. It just makes me think of that Kevin Hart movie version of a stand-up. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, okay. See, Kevin Hart's a little different play. Kevin Hart films tend to be a lot dumber than they should be.
No, but I'm not even talking about where he's acting in something. He made a full movie around a stand-up performance.
Right. Well, but I mean, that's... But a lot of comedians have done that. And I just don't know if Kevin Hart is the... first of all, our thoughts and prayers with Kevin Hart today, before I start to criticize him.
I think he's okay, right? Didn't his wife come out and say he's going to be fine?
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's probably got a broken shoulder. But she has other questions about what happened, though, too, right?
wouldn't you? Didn't the car fall off a cliff, basically?
Yeah, right.
How did that happen?
I don't know, everybody. Listen, everybody's going to be fine.
Number three.
Former Chicago Bear defensive back Charles Tillman, Peanut, completed that 65-mile row across Lake Michigan yesterday for charity. He rode the boat, which he also built himself, across the lake to raise money for childhood cancer. He wasn't alone, by the way. He was with another partner doing the rowing with him as well. It's personal for him, though, because this cancer charity is important because his daughter had to have a transplant 11 years ago when she was very little.
So it means everything
to him. Friends and family greeted the pair on the dock with cheers and applause.
I feel fine mentally, but physically, your body just, it's broken. I'm good, one and done. I just want to take a shower. I ain't walked in like 36 hours. No. So I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my butt.
Yeah, I would imagine that's part of the worst of it, is the sitting on something hard like a bench the whole
right,
time.
For that much time.
He built this boat himself, too.
And he says he wasn't really that into the water. He was kind of not a water guy.
He's afraid of it.
Kind of afraid of the whole water thing. So for him, really big deal.
Well, why? It's not 65 miles across, is it? I thought it was 40 miles across.
He's a 65-mile row. It's got to be.
That was my nickname in high school. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Peyton Manning got turned into a super fan on Soldier Field turf as part of his ESPN series, Peyton's Places, which I love.
Is it good? You keep talking about it. Okay.
Oh, my God, it's great.
Check it out.
It's great.
I haven't seen it yet.
He mingled with George Wendt and Rob Smigel, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They reenacted their characters from Superfans and baptized the quarterback with Italian beef juice.
Well then, Peyton, in the name of the Papa, the Dicka, and the 46 defense, I baptize thee into this Italian beef juice and out as a Bears super fan.
I knew he was smart.
And he comes out with the mustache and the aviators. Perfect. So funny.
He's wearing the 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got to be it. You got
to
be.
These NBC promos leading up to this have been very good.
Oh.
Like, everything they're doing built around it has just been, they're nailing it.
Yep.
There's another one with Favre, too.
What's that one about?
We don't care.
It's him taking pictures.
Very layered script.
Yeah, it's him taking selfies in a hotel room.
Sexting, you know, no big deal.
Whoa, shots fired.
Ouch, we haven't even gotten to the Aaron Rodgers jokes.
Yeah. I don't think he was a Packer then.
No, it was a New York Jet. I remember it like it was yesterday. He was texting like the Jet sideline reporter.
Okay. Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And it's the greatest moment in Charles Barkley's history when he has to explain why one like Brett Favre should not be texting pictures of his own junk. Look it up if you've not seen it. We do not have enough time to play with this today, but oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
She didn't have time to play with it either.
Yep.
Number one.
Thank you. Delayed. Soldier Field has two new landmarks and two new meeting spots for Bears fans. Team unveiled statues of Walter Payton and George Halas, 12-foot, 3,000-pound statues each, sculpted by Fisher Sculpture, designed by Populous. Or is it Populos? It looks like a Greek thing to me. They're outside Gate Zero. Hall of Famer Dan Hampton spoke during the ceremony to say this about Payton.
Someday my little daughter, who was about 3 or 4 years old at the time, would want to know what it was like to be a part of the Chicago Bears, the greatest team of all time, 1985 champions. And I said, you know what, I'll tell her about the great friends and the great teammates and the coaches and the great games and all the great accomplishments. But the very first thing I would tell her about was Walter Payton. Well, now for the next 100 years, all who come here will see these two statues of these two men who forever changed the game of football. And now their spirits will be as one with all Bears, players, and fans forevermore. God bless both of them.
Wow.
What a speech.
That's nice.
Oh, it was moving.
Here's Dicka.
Beat the Packers!
Yeah.
That's all you're right.
Thanks, Coach Dicka.
That's all you need. Dicka!
By the way,
can you play that again for me?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dicka! Beat the Packers!
The architecture and design firm Populous.
Yes. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
They're beautiful.
It's a beautiful
thing.
They
really are. I can't wait to see them in person on Thursday.
I don't know what I got to say about this.
It's getting you emotional, isn't it? 100 seasons, NFL, Bears, Packers.
I got to go.
Walter Payton.
I got to go.
I hope they're not wearing a cheese head before Thursday.
I got to go. Oh.
Why do you have to put that out there?
You know what? Life in prison without chance of parole.
Bears court.
Right, Bears court. Exactly right. Not putting
class
up with
four
that.
Felony.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a classless four felony. That's what that is. All right, let's close this.
We're done.
Just on a thought like that. Oh, God. How could you say that?
The top five at five.